Is obtaining wealth a spiritual journey? A crucial question to be answered here when we're taking a look at the relationship between money and wealth, and also looking at chasing money for the wrong reasons and why this could be for your detriment rather in the long run. My colleague Nompho Seziba spoke to Dr. Mandisa Mohlulwana, who's the CEO of the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital.
Thanks very much, Dr. Mohlulwana, for joining us. So for you, what's the distinction between money and wealth?
For me, really, obviously, money talks primarily just about the financial position. Whereas wealth, I consider as something a whole lot broader than that, looking at also including your physical wealth, that is, would be your health, but also looking at really having wealth around time, giving you freedom to do things that you want to do once you've got the money to do maybe as one of the resources that you would want to have.
I suppose that's sort of an answer to my next question, which is, for you, are money and wealth a means to an end or an end in themselves?
So it's a means to an end for me, because I think human beings have got a far broader purpose than just accumulating money.
Yes.
Obviously, being in a healthier financial position does help us to be able to have a better quality of life. But I think alongside that, being able to assist the people who've got less, whether you assisting them with pure financial, resources, but also assisting them with your time, your expertise, your skill, where necessary, depending on the circumstances.
Yeah. So just to put you on the spot, being a doctor and making a living from that, when you were a GP in Soweto, for example, how did you strike the balance between making a living from your profession while at the same time trying to help those in need who really didn't have a cent, but you could help them?
I think a lot of doctors, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not just really about making money out of people.
Yeah.
I think first and foremost, we all take the oath that we're going to be helpful to society. So for me, that would be the primary position, being in a position to assist someone, whether they could pay me or not.
Mm. So if you had significant wealth, what sort of impact would you want to leave with it? Would it be, whether it's be personally or something to do with your faith, professionally, whatever it may be?
For me, it would be to empower the younger people. I think when I was growing up, observing how our family and other people who had money interacted with having money, and not necessarily cascading that education to us younger people, was very different for that time. For me, I would want to be in a position to ensure that more young people understand money and wealth, but also start creating intergenerational wealth with our children and educating them about what it is to accumulate wealth and what to do with that wealth once they start being in a better financial position compared to other people.
So we have a sense of your values around money and wealth, but do you think that being a very strongly consumerist society that we are, there's a danger that people end up chasing more money for the wrong reasons, and that sometimes they're not even guaranteed happiness when just, you know, trying to accumulate lots and lots of resources?
Absolutely. I think for me, that is my greatest fear, especially with the young ones, because they are seeing us just consume and consume more money, whether it being, like wearing branded items, driving big expensive cars. Mm. They are not getting the sense that we are saving or we're creating investments that are going to yield better dividends in the future, or building businesses for that matter that can create long-term value for us and them in the long run. So I think we do need to start doing that better as people who are in a position to start educating youth, but also being better role models for our children.
Hmm. And Doctor, a last word from you on the topic money and wealth that I may not have touched on, just your last note, if you like.
Well, I think for me, really, it's my passion is around young people.
Yes.
I think we definitely need to do a whole lot more for our young people, to ensure that they understand what wealth is. I think it's beyond just money, what wealth is, and what we really need to start creating as a society. One of the best things for me watching growing up was the family stock files, where we always used to get together and want to save together so that no one person is worse off.
Yes.
So I think we need to re-inculcate that culture of people wanting to assist each other in creating this wealth as a society going forward.
So it's a sort of extension of us going on and on about Ubuntu, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
There we go, doing a lot more to ensure that the future of young people is inculcating a future of Ubuntu where no one is worse off. That conversation between my colleague Nompu Siziba and Dr. Mandisa Muhulwana, who's the CEO of the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, they're answering a very crucial question about, is obtaining wealth a spiritual journey? And of course, it was unpacking there the relationship between money and wealth, and obviously looking at chasing money for the wrong reasons and why that could be to your detriment.